This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, and welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Masechta Yevamos, Daf HaShavua. We are learning now Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara is dealing with the following Shaila. The Gemara said that during a time of war, a woman is not believed because we're worried. We're worried that the woman is conjecturing. So the question is, what about an Eid Echad at a time of war? And that gets to the issue of why is an Eid Echad believed? Is an Eid Echad believed because it's Milsa Davida Legluye? It's something that will eventually come to light of day. So the Eid Echad will be scared to lie. So then the Eid Echad should not be, then the Eid Echad should be believed because the Eid Echad will be scared to lie even at a time of war. But if the whole reason why an Eid Echad is believed is because really the Eid Echad is relying on her, because Iksha Daiko Minsaba, well then the Eid Echad cannot rely on her. Why? Because maybe she's Bididami. So that's the Shiloh that we're dealing with. Can you rely on an Eid Echad that a woman's husband died at a time of war? Normally an Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman's husband died. What about Bishas Mechama? Tashma. Maz, were four lines from the bottom on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Masa b'shnei talmidei chachamim. There's a story about two Torah sages. Shahu ban im Abba Yosi ben Simai b'sfina. Two Torah sages were coming with Abba Yosi ben Simai on a boat. V'tava, and the boat drowned. V'heisi Rebbe nishosein. And Rebbe allowed their wives to marry alpi nashim, based on the fact that women testified that these two Talmidei Chachamim died. Now, water is very similar to war in that it's not definitive that somebody died. It's going to be made out of a guesstimate or a conjecture. V'tizbara, ma'im she'en lohem soif ninu. Is it logical? It's ma'im she'en lohem. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, excuse me, v'ma'im kimacham adamu. Water is like war. V'nashim, and women, afilu mea, even 100 women, ke'ed echadamu, is like one witness. Ukatani, and it taught, heisi, she could get married. So we see, even though there are many women who are testifying, and it's like an Eid Echad, nevertheless, an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to mayim, even though mayim is similar to mochama. So we see Eid Echad is believed by mochama. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Is it even logical at all that he should be able to get, that the wife should be able to get married? The tizbara is illogical. Mayim she'en lohem soif ninu. This is a scenario where they testified that the Talmidei Chachamim died in endless waters. Umayim she'en lohem soif, and in endless waters, ishtay asura, the wife is asur. We know if somebody testifies that someone drowned in endless waters, then we're concerned that a wave carried him to some undisclosed location, and he survived on the other side. So why in this case could you get married, but this is endless waters? So it must be, you can't prove from here that Eid Echad is believed by conjecture, because this must be talking about a very specific scenario. Elahechi dami, but rather, what are we talking about? The Amri, where they say, Askinu Kaman, where they say, they brought up their bodies to us, they brought up the bodies to us, the Chazinu La'altar, and we saw them immediately, the Ka'amri, and they said, Simanim, and they said, that they had simanim, they had marks. They saw marks on the bodies of these individuals, of the two Torah scholars that drowned. So this is not a case of conjecture, because they brought up the bodies immediately, and they saw them, and there's simanim on it, and they were able to determine exactly who these bodies were. So we're not really relying on the woman. We're ela asimanim, we're relying on the simanim. And therefore, this does not prove that an Eid Echad is believed by mayim and by war. Okay, so now we're going to discuss an issue where we use the very same braisa again. Hahu gavra da afgid shumshami gabe chavre. Someone deposited sesame seeds by his friend. So Reuven gave Shimon sesame seeds. Amar lei. So Reuven said to Shimon, "Havli shumshami. You want to give me my sesame seeds back?" Amar lei. So the Nifgad said, "Shaklatina, what do you mean? You took them already." V'chein v'chein havyan uv'chaviso ramyan. But he said, "What are you talking about? But I gave you X and X amount, 23 and a half pounds, and you put it in the barrel, and you'll see, right now they're 23 and a half pounds in the barrel. Don't tell me that I took it back, but I gave you an exact amount, and you have that exact amount in the barrel. So that proves that you didn't give back to me." Says the guy says, "I'm really didach shakaltinu." Yeah, you did. You took back yours. And I put back other sesame, and then I put back the same amount. I figured that was a very convenient amount to have in my barrel. So when you took yours back, I put in that exact amount. So this is sort of like simanim. It's not absolutely conclusive that these sesame seeds are, in fact, the one who deposited it. And Savar of Chizal Meimar, Rav Chizal thought to say, "Hainu shnei tamei chachamim." This is exact. This is precisely like the case where the women use identifying marks to indicate that these were the two sages that died. They were on the boat, and we use, we knew that the tamei chacham were on the boat, and they fell over, and then we found two guys, and we know those two Tamei Chacham had certain marks, and the ones we found dead also have those marks, and that's a good enough proof that the ones that died were the Tamei Chacham on the boat. We're not afraid that maybe they fell somewhere else, and these are two other guys, even though these are not the most unique defining characteristics in the world. Savar Rav Chizda Lameimar, Rav Chizda thought to say, "Hainu shnei tamei chachamim." This is the same case of two tamei chachamim. V'lo yamrinan hanach azul la'ama v'hani achrinanin. We don't say that the sages on the boat went somewhere else, and these are different ones. So just like by the two tamei chachamim, we could rely on simanim. So when the depositor says, "This is my wheat, and the proof is I gave you this amount of produce, and this is exactly what you have," that should be evidence enough that this is the depositor's produce. So Gemara says, "Amalei Rava." Rava said, "Mi dummy, is it similar? Hasam ka'amri simen." There by the two tamei chachamim, they're actual marks, and it's conclusive. It proves that these are the tamei chachamim. Hacha, but over here, shum shmei mai siman islahu. There's no identifying mark on the shumshmi. There's no simin. It's just a measurement. So measurements could be coincidental. It could be that it was a mikra, that the guy deposited X amount, and then he took it back, and the one who he deposited by put in that exact amount. Udika Amar Kain, he just, meaning the one who gave it says, "This is the amount." V'chein avyon, and that's what it was. And therefore, we would say, Emar chushman asrami, maybe it happened to be that exact cheshben. So Rava says it's not similar at all, because a similar measurement could have just coincidentally happened to come that way. Amar lei Mar Kashisha bar Rav Chizal Ravashi. Mar Kashisha, the son of Rav Chizal, said to Ravashi, "Umi chayshinon shema pinon?" So then, let's think what happened. We're saying that maybe the one who deposited by him, maybe he cleared it out, and he put in other ones. And really, it's not the produce of the depositor. Amar le Mar Kashisha bar Rav Chizra Rav Asher. Mar Kashisha, the son of Rav Chizra, said to Rashi, Umi chashin Hashem apinan. Are we really concerned that maybe he cleared it out and he put other ones there? But we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah Maaser Sheni, Matzah Kli, let's say you find a vessel, V'kasav Alav, Kuf, and there's a Kuf on the vessel. So we say this vessel, Kuf stands for carbon. The Kuf stands for carbon. Mem, if there's a Mem on the vessel, Maaser, we say the Mem stands for Maaser. So if you find a vessel with a Kuf, the contents in it are probably donated toward karbanos. With a vessel with a mem, it's probably maser. Dalid, dimua. It's a suffix truma. Tes, tevel. Tav, truma. Why? So why wouldn't he just write truma? Shabashat sasakano, you koisin tav, tachas truma. At a time of danger, they would just write tav in lieu of truma. So what do we see from here? That we're not concerned. L'chaira, we see from this Mishnah, we're not worried that maybe it got switched. We're not concerned. And we say if there's a tuf, then it's truma. And if there's a kuf, then it's a carbon. And if it's a Dalit, then it's Dimua. So then the same thing should be regarding the measurement of Shumshimi, that if the depositor said, look, this is my Shumshimin, and I gave you 23.5 pounds, and that's what you have in your container, that should prove that he didn't clear it out. The same way by a simple mark by Kalim, we assume that the letter indicates what the contents are. We should say the same exact thing. We should say the same exact thing regarding the deposited of the shumshami. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Rashi, V'loi chashin Hashem apinan? No, fakert. We're not concerned maybe he cleared it out. We're going to prove from the seifa we are concerned maybe he exchanged it. Ema seifa. Tell me what's in the seifa. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu matzah chavis, even if you found a barrel, the kasav aleha truma, and it says truma on it, hare yelu chulen. We assume it's chulen. So the seifa says that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, if you were to find a barrel that said not tav truma, then you could assume it's chulen. Why? Shani Oimer, I say like this, eshtaket hava mala truma. Last year was full of truma and upina, and he cleared it out, and he put chulin in it. So from the seifa, if anything, we see that the contents in a vessel, even with a simen, are not conclusive. So then, what's pshat the Tanakama? Elo dekuliyama chashino shama pinon. So what's the machlokes? It's v'hacha v'hacha miflege here. And therefore, since everyone agrees Shema Pinan, if you give somebody something to deposit, and then you say, give it to me back, he can't, and he says, well, you already took it. If he says to you, well, I gave you an exact amount, so that proves that I didn't take it back, we say, no, maybe it just happened to be that same amount. Like Rabbi Yossi holds, where we're choshe shema pinon. So what's pshat in the Tanakama? V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. Mar savar, the Tanakama holds him, isa de paninu, if he would have cleared it out, michbar hava kafar. If he would have cleared it out, then what is michbar hava kafar? Says Rashi, mekaneach v'gar hayasais. If he would have emptied out, he would have erased the letter of that it's truma or whatever the contents were, because if the siman is not accurate, he would have wiped out the siman. Veidach, and the other opinion holds, no, Amar ishtaluye ishtali. Maybe he forgot to erase it, or inami lefanchaya shavki, or he left it lefanchaya, Rashi says, Lashon Shimra, he left it to guard it. He doesn't want anyone to eat it. Let people think it's Truma, this way they don't eat it. But he knows what it says on it. Why didn't he wipe it out? It worked out for him that people should think it's Truma. The Gemara continues. Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Yitzchak the Exilarch, Bar Achte Dravibi, was the son of the sister Rabibi. Have a kazal mi Kortova l'Aspamia. He was going from maybe Kortova to Aspamia. V'shachav and he died. Yitzchak the Reish Galusa, the son of the sister Rabibi, was going from Kortova to Aspamia and he died. Shalchu mehasam, so they sent a message from Aspamia. They sent a message from there that Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Yitzchak the Exilarch, Bar Achte Rabibi, the son of the sister Rabibi, have a Ka'azim in Kortova Aspamia, was going from Kortova to Aspamia, Vishachav, and he died. The Shaila is, do we have to be concerned for two Yitzchaks? Mi Chayshinan L'Tre Yitzchak. Do we have to worry about two Yitzchak? Aylai. Or not? Or do we not have to be concerned for two Yitzchak? Abayi Omar. Abayi says, Chayshinan. We have to be concerned for two Yitzchaks. Rava Omar. Rava says, Loi Chayshinan. We don't have to be concerned for two Yitzchaks. Omar Abayi. Abayi said, I'll prove to you we have to be concerned for two Yitzchaks. Mina amina, dahu gita dishtakach benarda. There was a get found in Neherda. Uchsiv. And you know what it said on the get? Bitsad kolonia masa, next to the city of Kolonia. Ana androlinai Neherda. I, androlinai of Neherda. Patris vasarechis yasplenis intasi. I exempted and divorced Plainus, my wife. V'shalcha avu d'shmuel l'kamed Rav Yehuda Nasiya, and the father of Shmuel sent this situation before Rav Yehuda Nasiya. So basically, the get was found, and it says on it, next to the city of Kolonia, his name was Androlinai of Neherda, Patris v'sarechas yas plainis into. I release and I divorce my wife. So Avu Adishmuel had a big question about this case. V'shalach Avu Adishmuel l'kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. V'shalach lei, and Yehuda Nasiya said, Tibadek Narda Kula. Search the whole Narda. Maybe there's another guy named Androlinai. And if you did a good search and you don't find another guy with this name, then she could be divorced. Now, we see from here, we're chayshish for another guy who has this name.
Why isn't the fact being a Reish Galusa about us, then how many Reish Galusas are there?
Why isn't Reish Galusa Simon? I mean, apparently, there were more than there could be more than one. 1 second.
Brings that
Tosus
read that it wasn't the Reish Galusa,
it
was the
saint.
Wasn't what?
It
doesn't refer to the Reish Galusa, that was his name. Yitzchak Reish Galusa was the name.
His name was Reish Galusa.
Yitzchak Reish Galusa.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, apparently it's possible to have a name, Reish Galusa. Okay, so bottom line is we see we're Choshesh. The Rava Amar, Rava said, no, it's not a Raya. Imisa. If really there was a Chshash, that there are two Yitzchak Reish Galusas, or if there was really a Chshash, excuse me, that there's more than one Andrelanoi Neharda, Yibadei Kolami Baila, you should have said, check the whole world. Why just check Neharda? Check the whole world. So it must be really, we're not worried there's another guy named Andrelanoi Neharda. But we're doing it, he did it for the honor of Avud Shmuel, who asked the question and he didn't want to say, well, what are you worried about? We're not worried about such things. So to honor him, he said, yeah, good question, search the city. But obviously it wasn't a real search, because if you had a search, you needed to search the whole world. You had to do a whole data search. And therefore, this proves, Rava says this does not prove that we're choshesh for two people with the same name, just the opposite. This proves we're not choshesh. And that's why we only checked Neharda, we didn't check anywhere else. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. We will, Be'ez Hashem, pick it up next week, I guess Tuesday night and maybe Thursday, something like that. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon, Be'ez Hashem. Kol Tov.
Have a great trip. Mazel Tov on the Bar Mitzvah and have a safe and successful
trip. Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Be well. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.